Last time on the Mad Streets of Unova, our heroes uncovered the Burning Truth's plot to lay siege to Castalia. Agent B brings us to his home base, Castalia's very own radio tower. What is the Esper Wing all about? Can they help thwart this plot? Let's find out together on today's episode of The Mad Streets of Unova.
Welcome to Backyard Bards. I am your GM this evening, Austin. I am joined once again by my players. Please introduce yourselves.
Hey, hey, hey. It's here. My name's Alex, and I'm here to play. I will be going henceforth, or I will henceforth be known as Daddy Alex, as I am now with Sun, and my power has grown tenfold. I will also be playing Victor Lane.
Hey, hey, hey.
I was really hoping she'd do like the Fat Albert, like yeah, try to do the racist Fat Albert voice.
It was close. She was
it's close.
I couldn't commit. That's my bad.
Emily, give us your best Fat Albert. Just do it.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
She did Fat Prince Albert.
Hello. Hello. It's Emily. I've been watching Great British Bake Off, so this is the accent I'll be using the rest of the session today. The only thing I did over break is ghost to situationship. So I have also grown in power tenfold, though. And I love that for me. I'm playing Violet. The end.
I never remember. I remember.
Great start. Great start, guys.
We haven't had like a set order since Colin left.
Colin coming in is fucked up Drew beyond measure.
Yeah, because I always went last, but Colin never goes, so I'm like, fuck, have I just been going last of the original, this group's three, and then he comes in? I don't remember how it happened. But when it's just us three, I always go last.
Right.
I think I've gone at a different spot every time.
He's gone second before, so like, there's a lot.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate that. Here.
Hi guys, you know, it's me, your boy, it's Drew. Over the break, I hit the big 30. My power has grown immensely. Christmas birthday, just for those wondering. I have a P.O. box,
yes, so he is Jesus.
Check the link. And today I'll be playing Lip Lavender. please don't send me your sperm. Thanks.
I'll take it. Look, do you know how much that shit sells for? Free money, you guys.
It's not a lot. There's a lot of sperm out there.
Okay, free money. Look, free money. I'm not going to say no to a $3 bill on the ground.
If that's the case,
Alex is not going to say no to some free sperm. Okay,
I'll put it this way: if it's in a jar, send it my way. If it's loose in the envelope, do not. Okay, I'm not
gonna... just floating around.
If your sperm is loose in the envelope by the time it makes it, something is wrong. See your doctor.
Great band name, by the way. Loosen the envelope. Let's see it tonight.
Dude.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Colin, and I'm playing Agent B, and over the break, I broke my hand. That's about it.
Oh my god, we have a power level decrease. Oh god, there's been a power level decrease. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think you went down, Colin.
Let me see the hand.
Well, it's good now. I can send you a picture.
Colin, I'm so sorry that happened to you.
It's fine.
How did you break it?
It was at my company Christmas party.
I thought he was going to say he was cranking it into a bunch of envelopes. And
I was literally.
I had to fill so many envelopes.
And then my hand cramped. And
oh, also, yeah. speaking of Coom, sometimes when I look at my boy, I just look at him like, that was my nut. Like, it's so crazy. Like,
that's so wild, bro. That's so wild.
It's so weird to look at and be like, you are out of my balls.
Oh my God, Colin, did you punch someone?
Yeah.
Did you get drunk at your company Christmas party?
Yeah. Obvious. It's a company Christmas party. What else are you supposed to do?
Okay, that one picture where his hands are like flat on the table, his left hand looks so much smaller than the other hand.
Yeah, that's just the point. It's literally my right hand was swollen. Because
you broke the other one.
Like,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there was one of those punch machines at the arcade.
And did you 999 that bitch?
No, I got the second highest score, but that's only because my coworker is like a semi-professional MMA fighter, Damon. And these geniuses, they put a giant metal machine next to the punch machine. So if you follow through with the punch, you finish by punching basically cast iron. It like shattered my middle finger and all that. I also had bronchitis over the break. But that's a different thing.
Huh.
I'm sorry, bro.
Austin, what's your power level going into this? We need to know, by the way.
Because
Colin is clearly not
good. It's probably better now. Down. Probably down.
Oh.
Cool. Wow. What an intro.
What an intro. Mm-hmm.
We left off with you guys taking this cab to Castalia's primary radio station, the radio tower. I guess my question is, what happens now? What exactly do you guys do? The building is towering over you guys right now. Kind of an old style skyscraper, and then you guys can see the spindly actual like radio apparatus mounted on top of it way up there.
I hop out the cab, pay the cabbie, and then start walking towards the entrance, and I'm waiting for everyone else, and I open the door and I'm just holding it open for everyone, trying to usher them in.
Sure. Violet's gonna step out and kind of be like, wow, that was easy and simple. That was the easiest cab ride I think we've taken since I've got here, honestly.
What do you mean? Cab rides are pretty simple. Are you going to rob him?
Yeah. Oh, oh, Vic over here really knows how to.
As Vic is walking out of the cab, he'll say, you know, you could really do with an air freshener. And I will shut the door.
Locking lip in there. Lip, you're coming. Okay, we're all in.
Yeah.
So we're in the lobby. I tip my cap to Jeremy, the doorman, and make my way to the lift.
We're getting another cab?
No, the elevator.
I was making a lift like elevator.
Oh, yes.
Joke. Thank you.
So this is your headquarters?
Yeah, doll. We operate out of here. It magnifies certain psychic frequencies.
Ooh!
You'll get the lowdown once you meet the director. And I'll go to the elevator, get in, and like really like just very conspicuously trying to use my coat to like block their view as I like do a bunch of stuff to get the. Because there's not a basement. Well, is it in the basement or is it up?
It's up. That's okay. How I envision it.
All right. So then I put in what I need to put in, take out a key card. Boop, boop. Or wait, what was it? Yeah. Or I take out the key and I take us to a floor that isn't on the button list.
Wow, mysterious.
And then it's just like, it's actually really hardcore jazz playing
Hardcore challenge? Like, are we talking like...
Yeah, like Big Steps is playing out of these... I believe that's... oh, shit. Who did Big Steps? Is that Miles? Miles Davis? Giant Steps by John Coltrane.
Violet's going to kind of look over to Lip and say, are we sure we should go in this man's hidden basement? Do we trust him enough?
I am just rocking out to Coltrane right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go where the group goes. This is what we think our best route. I'm here for
it. I mean, I guess we're already on the elevator. Like, there's nowhere we can, or the lift. There's nowhere we could go.
I mean, my idea is to go to the casino, so this is probably better.
You a big gambler, Lip?
I wouldn't call it gambling if you know, you're going to win. But yeah.
You a big cheater, Lip?
I wouldn't call it that to my face.
he uses skill.
Yeah, I believe in skill-based matchmaking, and I just tend to be better than the house every time I play. You just me?
Skill-based matchmaking, gross, yeah, dude.
All the crazy shit you say left, right, and center, and I bring in something, and you're like,
skill-based matchmaking is disgusting,
sorry,
dude.
Yeah, sorry, I have to say, like, this guy was talking about loose semen in the envelope just a few minutes ago. And specifically, like,
dedicated servers are the way to go.
Semen in a jar be sent to him. So,
mm-hmm. Guys... There's money on the table there. Like, okay, whatever. You guys understand.
It's very much understand. It's very much the Rick and Morty quote. Your booze mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
Yeah.
That's so
look, guys.
True.
I'm sorry. I have that fucking grind set like in me. I got that fucking dog in hustle, me when it comes to the hustle and grind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, one day maybe.
Yeah.
So the lift door opens.
Yeah, the lift door opens.
Colin.
Where we walk into the lobby of our little base area. There's another doorman, also Jeremy, looks exactly the same.
Oh,
and I stroll past him towards the back corner office.
There's a second Jeremy doorman.
Write that down.
A second Jeremy has hit the tower.
Wait, that's what he says when he clocks in at the radio tower. Yeah. He's just.
Wait, is the guy's name Jeremy Doorman, or is it Jerry the Doorman?
Jeremy the Doorman.
Okay. I wasn't sure when you're like, the second Jeremy Doorman.
I would like to go up to Jeremy real quick.
Oh my God,
I think as you guys walk in, Jeremy's like, welcome back, Agent B.
Good to see you.
Wow. That Jer, is that spelled with a G or a J?
It's a J.
Okay. That was all. That was it. Just curious.
Okay.
Think of all the questions you could ask right now.
Look, I live to make Austin's NPCs have oddly spelled names. That is what I'm here for.
Whenever I give you the power to name them, you do name them weirdly. That's true.
Yeah.
I think as you guys walk in over here at like the main desk, this person is... standing here at the desk, and they're collecting these like almost like 3x5 note card, basically sized little pieces of paper. And as you guys you guys come passing on by, heading towards the back corner, like Colin said, the corner office. Vic, can you give me a spot hidden real quick?
I absolutely can. Second, I find my dice, which are right here.
16? Is the vibe of this basement kind of like the secret play, like what is it, the Ministry of Magic in Hogwarts? You know what I'm saying? Like that's the vibe.
There's definitely a bit of that. I also think of like kind of like the Federal Bureau of Control as well. If anyone has played Control or knows about that game,
I've never even heard of it, to be honest with you.
Okay,
fake gamer.
Wow, I've been gaming since you were in diapers, Emily, because you didn't get out of diapers till you were 13. So,
okay, that was good. Okay, I can't even come back to that. I'll give you that one.
That only happened because I was saying it, and I realized you're older than me, and I went, oh, fuck, shit, oh, fuck. So
you saved it though. You saved it.
Thank you.
Okay.
But yeah, I crushed the spot hidden roll, by the way, with a 16. Had to beat a 78.
The cards look familiar in format. You've seen one before.
Okay.
Just a few lines of text stamped on it. Date, time, radio frequency.
Oh, shit. They've been trying to contact me from the start.
Bro.
Oh, my. Agent B, it seems like your people like me.
What's that?
People like me. This is a rarity for me. Let me have this.
Yeah, sure thing, kid.
Agent B, for always my ally.
Sorry. Elsewhere here on this floor that you guys will see, there's these large panels with all of this sound and electrical equipment, all these like dials and gauges, and it just has this electrical hum that kind of fills this space. You see a handful of people like operating it, and there's a Pokemon here. It's like an insect. It has this like kind of golden carapace with these blue dots on it, and you can just hear this like,
"Who's that Pokemon?"
noise coming from it.
Well, actually, like genuinely, what is that Pokemon? I'm not good at this.
It's a Dottler.
So I'm assuming he's like a play on words of Doppler, then.
Yes.
Oh my god, that's so perfect. Okay, cute. Vic. What did you mean by that?
Oh yeah, I guess you weren't there for that. Remember, like, way early on when there's that dead warlord I was going on about, and I had eyeballs in my pocket and stuff. One of their radio frequencies led me to it for reasons I still don't quite understand. Like, I don't get why the fuck they wanted me to see that, but maybe I'll have that answer today.
You mean one of their radio frequencies?
Yeah, they told me to go call a cab and tune into the radio. I'm pretty sure they didn't tell me to call to a cab now that I'm thinking back, but that's just what I did.
How did they know where you lived? Like, how did they get your... At the houseboat?
That is one of the questions I have, because I remember I pulled a gun out on a child because I was scared as to how I was found. So that's,
that,
you know,
sounds about right.
I almost killed a child. They scared me so bad. So I need to figure this out.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Thank you. Now, I will look at Agent B and be like, sorry, who's in charge here? Clearly not you, so who's the head honcho?
Oh my.
I'm walking to the back corner office, the one that says director on it.
Oh, it'd be way cooler if the door said head honcho. Then it would make more sense to me.
All right. Well, this is the director. let me let him know that you're here.
I'm sorry. Whoa. I want one of us to go. Last time you walked into a room with a director, their head exploded, or director of sorts. So one of us needs to go in with you. It doesn't have to be me, but one of us.
Fine. You knock on the door. You knock on the door. See how far that gets you.
Are you right behind me? Because that would help.
No.
Why not? What the fuck?
Because you love going off on your own.
No, I don't. I want to just go in with you. You're going off on your own. You're literally going off on your own. What are you talking about?
Guys, what if you just went together?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Hold my hand. Vic, shut up and hold my hand. All right. I hold Vic's hand. I knock on the door and I wait politely for a response.
My palms are very sweaty.
Mine too.
So wet. Our hands are dripping.
Wait. The tension. This all makes sense now.
Oh, we're about to start making out. It's crazy.
Great. We never really figured out why he and Scarlett didn't get married. So I'm just throwing.
It all comes together.
Now, you guys hear a click and the door swings open on its own.
Director, it's me, Agent B. I've come with some possible new recruits, maybe, or at the very least, leads on our case.
Say we're friends. We're friends.
We're friends.
Bring them in.
Wow. All right.
He said it. I like to think Vic, like, looks back and cheers, and Violet and them are like, yeah, we did it.
There's a big desk here, a big wooden desk. There's a man seated at it. He has a actual desk phone here, you know, I would say a nicer, newer model than the ones you guys saw at the Harbor Master's office, for example. A bit closer to like the more traditional receiver look that they adopted into like the 40s, basically, if you guys know what I'm talking about.
Fancy stuff here.
On the wall behind this man, there are all of these records mounted on up here on the wall on display back behind him. And the man himself, he is an older gentleman. I would say maybe like 60 years old, something like that. It's like silver hair and these spectacles. I think they're like pretty circular in shape. And standing off to the side of his desk, there is this like pink bipedal Pokemon, kind of lizard or amphibian like, with a tail, and it's wearing this this like crown on its head that kind of looks like a shell.
Slowking?
Oh my god, it's
Director
Snubble.
Carter. These are
Victor. Violet. Lip. It's nice to finally meet you.
How did he know our names?
We've had our eyes on you for a time.
On us?
For how long is a time? Was it before I got shot or after?
Depends on which time you got shot.
Fair enough. Okay, weird. Get a good look, perv.
Okay. But but why us? I don't understand.
Is it because we're so good looking?
Maybe in your case, but the others, no.
Wow.
Okay. You guys just got fucking... Oh.
Yeah, I mean, my, what is it? My appearance score is 55, so
I'm sorry,
guess...
And also, don't you have, like, a crazy size too? Aren't you, like, a massive, like, a big, big ugly? Like, aren't you...
Are you kidding me?
A big ugly?
I thought that you had, like, a big size too.
My size is 65. I don't know. Is that large? Yeah. You know, it's impolite to ask a woman her size.
Yeah, big ugly.
You never ask a man his credit rating or a woman her size.
Her size.
Or Alex's shoe size.
I would like the record to show that weight size means I'm still a cute, feminine, girly, Makoto-esque, for those Persona fans, style character. Thank you everyone. Thank you.
Hey Austin, really quick, down here, is there a water cooler?
There might be one out there, not probably not inside his office.
Okay, so before we came here, really quick, could you tell me the cups, like, are they the cones or are they the like actual cups?
Oh, these are actual cups.
Okay, I would like to have a cup of water.
Yeah, I finally broke in with the cone cups. Yeah, guys, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I can't believe it. So I'll pick up a cup of water, and then you know, I'm over here having this conversation. So like you started looking into all of us around the same time.
That's correct. Yes, I have the gift of sight. I can see some distance into. The future.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I think everybody present is gifted with sight, but I see what you're saying now.
Yes.
Is it, like, always active?
No. No, it comes and goes.
Okay, that's good. Otherwise, you couldn't ever read a book and always have a spoiler.
God, that is so true, though. That's so real.
What underpants am I going to wear tomorrow?
I hope I don't see that.
Yeah.
None.
Do you get to choose? Hold on.
You know me so well, Agent B.
Is it like you get a random like image brain blasted into your head? Or do you have to think like, what kind of underpants is he going to wear tomorrow? And then it happens.
I don't believe I have control over it, no.
All right, so you got a Jimmy Neutron brain blast happen.
I've seen that you three have a role to play.
How so? What did you see exactly?
Yeah, can I get a character description? Maybe how the ending goes, you know? Just some...
Oh, no, I can't give you specific details like that, no.
What about unspecific details?
I think I'm doing a perfectly fine job of that already, so.
So, we have himself. A... How long have we had a role in this?
Weeks? Maybe even more?
I don't know what I was trying to get with that question, actually. I guess I was trying to say, has it always been predetermined? No, it's too early for that kind of question. Okay, back up.
Man, these are the questions I wrestle with every day.
I kind of like what you said there, though, of like, when did it happen? And he goes, weeks. Now, like, playing off that, I'd be like, okay, what did we do, like, 3 weeks ago? Like, what would have put us on this path of heroism as opposed to, like, before we weren't on
his radar. That's right. I do ask some good questions. Thank you.
That's a very good question. Solid 7 out of 10. Okay. I'm so sorry. You had a name for a second there, and I've blanked on it. I'm just only thinking of the director now.
I'm Director Calder, please.
Calder.
Thank you. I had that Calder, exact question.
I barely.
Know her!
Nah, I never call him back.
Nice. Nice. Pump him and dump him, brother.
Know her!
yelling it. It's so funny.
Look, it's one of my favorite jokes. I...
Director Calder, what? First off, hold on, actually, before I begin into something stupid, we're here to tell him about the potential terrorist attacks, right? The man who can see the future,
or agent? I mean, it's Agent B's director.
Yeah, well, I mean, we, Agent B, maybe is going to tell him that, but like that's the idea of what's going down. Before I spoil something, I'm trying to remember exactly the plan, and I didn't want to be like, "Hey, terrorist attacks," and everyone's like, "What the fuck?"
Right, right. I think we're bringing this in our collective info. Like, here's what we know. Now tell us what you know. How can we? Yeah.
Okay, Director Calder, I'm not sure if you're aware with your future sight or not, or maybe just good old fashioned detective work. But we believe we know locations in which terrorist activity is going to happen. On the morrow.
Good.
Do you need to know? Like, I don't know if you already have this information, and if so, you can just tell me, like, we've already got agents in position, or be like, oh, please, we need to fucking get people out on this shit.
Oh. Well, it has been known for a time that these things would happen. Great violence, carnage. Now, that said, this organization does not represent military might. Our strength is information.
Oh, well, in that case, I've got a question for you. What can you tell me about the Black Gemeralds?
I know enough to say you should avoid them, although I have seen that you don't.
Yeah, I point to my arm where an eyeball is, and they're like, I know plenty, but what I need here is some help.
I know plenty, me know little.
First-hand experience, as you can see here.
Fucking nice, dude.
I have very little desire to see or interact with one. I do not know how it would interact with my gift.
I'd like to lean down to the director's ear and be like, sir, they actually have a couple with them right now.
Oh, no.
Narc! Narc! Narc!
Narc! Wait, your gift. Would you say you're gifted? Play the music.
Actually, that's the name of one of our radio dramas we've been releasing recently.
Oh my god.
I love that.
It's crazy that it's set 100 years in the future.
it's actually totally in a different series.
That makes this.
It could be like the... why can't it... It could be like the Flash Gordon, like futuristic, yeah. Retro futuristic kind of deal.
Flash.
So you don't want to interact with them because it might mess with your gift, but maybe you have agents or scientists or leads in your information network that can say like, oh yeah, if you want to reverse the effects, you just have to like drink a cup of lime juice upside down, like something like that.
We didn't try that.
Yeah,
I'd like to see that.
Do you have?
I'm writing that down. Vic is writing that down in his detective notebook.
Mm-hmm. To my knowledge, the effects of these gemstones are irreversible.
Oof.
But you're just a psychic type with a gift, so what do you know, really?
As far as attempts to goad me into sharing information, that's not bad. Agent B, you had a mission. Can you tell me what all has transpired?
Yes, so I went to meet with our contact to compare some notes, and then his head fucking exploded in my face. These three came in with the gore and viscera. I'm still covered in blood, actually. It's pretty gross. These three came in. I was covered in viscera. So then they decided to apprehend me, and then we were like, oh no, we still gotta talk to him. So I talked to his ghost. He was saying that a possible target could be the DA. So then we went to the DA, and we said, ma'am, you're a possible target. And then her head fucking exploded in my face. Mm-hmm. So then I went to pursue what I thought was the perpetrator, but it was like a shadow or something. Went in the sewers, then the police were coming, so we hid in the sewers. Then we went to a nightclub, and then Vic here. Oh, first we interrogated someone. He told us about the terrorist. Vic here joined the terrorist as an insider. So that
let's make that clear.
He's a mole. He's a narc. So he joined the terrorist. And then with all that information and all that bullshit, I figured now's the time to bring these three in. I feel with our powers combined, with their access to our information, we might be able to help.
And do you believe these terrorists are responsible for these attacks?
It's hard to say. The way Vic made it sound is the terrorists weren't very fond of the DA, although I'm not sure what they had against Rodney. Could be related to those massacres and attacks.
I don't think they had anything to do with the DA because they seemed surprised by that one when I, you know, took credit for the kill and they were like, whoa, that's pretty cool. So I don't think they had a hand in that.
Fair enough. What I saw when the DA passed was some sort of shadow, and it very quickly traversed down from the window and into the sewers. I don't know what it could have been, but it definitely wasn't human.
Director, I would also like to point out, I feel like we probably should have mentioned this Agent B at some point, but here we are now mentioning it, is that there is a third party involved called the Black Prism. I almost said the Dark Prism. Called the Black Prism. And I think they might have be the ones operating in the shadows and exploding heads, possibly.
It does seem that something dark is brooding under Castalia. I don't know its true nature. It may very well be what you describe.
Do we think the Black Prism and the Burning Truth are connected in any way? Members of both, perhaps?
I think there's double agents in each party that, and I'm a triple eight. I'm confusing myself. Hold on. Vic is going to stand in the corner and start counting on his fingers while I try and figure out how to talk.
It seems like the Black Prism's motives are a bit more religious, maybe, while the Burning Truth seems more justice or kind of revolution?
Political.
Of some kind? Political. Thank you.
I agree.
Well, this is all fun and dandy, but here's the real problem, is that there's about to be a huge terrorist attack tomorrow, and we need help to stop it.
What do you need? What stands between you and solving that problem?
really a headcount problem is that there's three targets and four of us, and well, five of us, counting's hard. And wait, four of us.
Four of us.
Hold on. Vic's going to go back in the corner and start counting on his fingers again and come back. And there's four of us. And there's only so much ground we can cover across the city. Are there eight of us? The Pokemon.
We are set up to communicate information over large distances quickly. Boots on the ground is a large ask.
Well, how about, here's an idea. You communicate bomb threats to those locations. Yes. To the police. ASAP.
And maybe a message to the citizens to try to stay out of those areas?
I think that's best. But we also must keep in mind, the citizens are innocent. The government is not. Mm. These men may be terrorists, but there is a grain of truth in their ramblings.
Yeah.
In their burning truth, as it were.
Is this a privately owned like agency?
Well, we haven't met the CEO yet, so.
Well, my question is this not like a government agency? And we're like, well, the government is kind of to be blamed here. They're at fault, you know. And Director Cotter's like, yes, yes, I have seen this with my kid. Like, right. What is that?
There's nothing you can do.
Like, I'm just trying to think, like, if the CIA was like, you know, there's a bomb threat. It's like, yeah, but like, we kind of asked for it. And you're like, yeah, I mean, true, but you can't go saying it.
I think of this as a private organization, just for the record.
Okay, so it's not a government. Okay, that's fuck the government.
Just had to clarify that first, you know what I mean? Yeah. Before you just go off. Fucking.
Sure.
The house always.
Hold on. Are you a cop? No? Okay. A cab.
Yeah, exactly. Echo. The house always loses in my books. So how and I'm gonna kind of turn just a little bit like away from Director Calder here and be like, so what was the game plan exactly now that we're here and we've told him this and he goes, yes, yes, we've known. What? Mm-hmm. I was under the impression he'd be like, oh shit, and he'd hit a big red button. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, that's like kind of what I was hoping for.
And we would like be like, save the day, team us, go fuck yeah. And instead, it's like, ah, yes, the terrorists that we've known about but could not stop. How do you plan to stop them? And I am like, fuck, this is right. Plan A through Z, all right?
Fine.
Yeah, Agent Calder kind of sucks.
This guy's like fucking Aaron. Aaron all over again.
Oops, all errands.
Yeah, it's errands all the way down.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but every NPC in authority from this point forward is just Aaron.
God, they're so incompetent, but they think they're good and they're nice, so it's hard to tell them they're fucking shit at their job. Okay.
Okay, so hold on. Let me take a step back and maybe do a little bit of advocating for this guy's point of view a little bit, maybe.
Okay.
Like, good luck.
Yeah, 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 whatever. So,
yeah, whatever.
So, like, these guys, you know, they fight with, like, information, right? So, like, they, you know, they could very well put in, you know, the emergency calls, you know, the bomb threats or whatever, right? And that, you know, that does work on some level to thwart what's going on, right? But, like, it can't address the core of what the burning truth is about, right? Like, that is ultimately kicking the can down the road to another another fight like this.
Hold on. I actually have a very important question. So what... Dr. Calder, now what is your radio tower capable of putting out there? Is it... Can it go directly into people's heads?
Through their ears, yes.
Okay, so you can't wire into people's heads and possibly make them explode.
Mm. No, not gonna.
Okay, I was in my mind. I was like, man, what if they're the villains the entire time? I was like, man, that would be fucking crazy.
Agent B pulls a gun.
He's like, they found out. They found. Boy, that would be a turn. Cool. So then, God, these people fucking suck.
We can use the technology of the Esper Wing to disseminate false information to the Burning Truth or the Black Prism, while giving information to the citizens to avoid areas of conflict.
Well, yeah. What kind of, I'm not against the idea, what kind of false information are you thinking?
Like, we could tell them a different meetup place or something, and then we would be waiting for them, right?
We could do that. We could try and seed in doubt within the organizations. These are secret organizations. If they suddenly started getting encrypted messages that we know their plans from sources they don't know, they will suspect there's a mole. Sorry, Vic, you're probably suspect number one in that case. But we could lead them to investigating themselves. The Burning Truth would investigate themselves for the Black Prism. The Black Prism might investigate themselves for Burning Truth. Then we give them false information. The plans have changed. We've been found out. We need to move here instead of the target.
Yeah, that's a really well thought out plan, Agent B.
It's known to happen from time to time.
Good idea, Agent B.
Ah, shucks.
Wow. Character development.
Truly. They just
Vic's not a mean person. Y'all just paint him as that and use your confirmation bias to be like, oh, look, Vic did one bad thing. He's the fucking meanest.
Vic has been ragging on Agent B since the moment he showed up.
Okay, he started it. He started it.
A consistent character trait of Alex's characters is that they have a hard time giving other people credit for things.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe it says something about just Alex as a person. You know,
art imitates life.
I don't see what you guys are talking about. I'm the one who got us all together today, and you're going to treat me like this. So I say we go with the plan where we fake news their asses into oblivion.
How hard can it be to spread fake news?
So, well, if the lamestream media, if you've been paying attention, that's why I used X, formerly known as Twitter.
That's why we're on X, the everything app. It's all happening on X.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that he's going to go for it. I have some misgivings about how effective it will be in such a short time frame, but I think how many people listen to the radio overnight?
I like to think it's one of those, we're going to see have one of those oh my God, I'm having a brain fart literally right now in the middle of my sentence. Montage.
I actually, while you guys were chatting, I was actually thinking that this is probably a good opportunity for like a montage.
Yes.
Like, honestly.
Like a montage of like everyone tuning in their radios and everyone's like listening. They're like, oh, the word is getting out. And it's like a miracle that this happened. How crazy.
I don't know if that's accurate to it, but I like the general spirit of it. Yes. Like you see all of these cards going out with timestamps and radio frequencies.
Yes. There's like we're writing out the cards, you know, like we're signing them, or maybe Vic and Agent B have a moment together, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, we hook up.
Okay.
Agent B comes out of the dressing room in like a sequin dress, and everybody just shakes their head no, like, no, that's not the right one. And
Vic's giving a thumbs up. He supports. He's like, yes, queen.
Basically, he'll agree with the plan that you guys have kind of laid out, and he'll say, you know, you guys can go. And you guys, you know, you guys go to leave. He's like, actually, Violet, a moment of your time, please.
Sure.
I wanted to talk to you about an opportunity. I wanted to extend your way. Now, I've seen some of your adventures, and I know that you have an undeveloped talent of your own. Not dissimilar from mine, if I understand.
Yeah.
We could use a talent like yours. Psychics are hard to find.
Do you really think that, like, I could be, someone like me could be of assistance?
I think that you are kind of disarming, and you'll be able to fly under the radar. I think you would serve us well. And you have an academic background as well. You're no slouch.
Well,
just think about it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll think about it. Thank you, Director Calder.
Quietly, Castalia fades into night. The street lamps clearly illuminate uncharacteristically empty streets and sidewalks. From the street level, you can see doors closing, apartment shutters being pulled closed from within, curtains being drawn. From inside a small apartment in the heart of Castalia, we see a family huddled around their radio. A young girl holds her lily pup close to her chest. Worry is evident in all of their faces. A message is playing on the radio, the source of their worries and the focus of their attention.
Repeating, we interrupt your regular programming to give you this emergency broadcast. We have received information confirming a credible threat of violence on the streets of Castalia, beginning tonight and extending into tomorrow afternoon. Coordinated groups of armed men are intending to disrupt our dear city. Please remain in your homes, or otherwise shelter in place. We will broadcast updates as we receive them. Be safe out there, Castalia.
So, after you guys leave here, what do you do? Where do you go? Like, I think it's like nighttime basically by now.
Agent B, your house is around here somewhere, right?
It is. No, I'm kidding.
So it sounds like we're going to the Pidgeot Bonvoy. Oh,
perfect. I would love nothing more than crack your cow.
If that's okay.
Of course, I only have the one couch. I do have a clarifying question. So part of the plan was to use the radio signals to warn the citizens, but another part was like feeding false information to either the Burning Truth, the Black Prism, or both. So is that going to be in the montage, or is this something we're going to figure out, like, how it worked out the next time?
Like, do we want them all to meet in a different location? And then what? We, like...
I...
Get them, you know? I don't know.
What I was thinking is, like, because they were looking to attack... I'm trying to remember. They were looking to attack, like, was it City Hall or something?
Yeah.
Right.
And then, like, a bunch of, like, public governmental places, obviously. I was just wondering if, like, maybe we could convince them, like, oh, the cops know about these targets, so we need to move to, well, just like, they know about these targets, here are some suggested secondary targets, and then we, with their disorganization, maybe we could ambush them there. But then it's like, I mean, they're... First off, they're definitely just going to suspect Vic. Like, he joined our order, saw our map, and then the next day, not even the next day, like, a couple hours later.
Absolute suckers.
So yeah. That's kind of throwing him under the bus.
Vic's dead.
But it could also be, like, a message from Vic being, like, I know I just joined, but I think you might have a double agent that I've been investigating. And, like, if Vic could just sow disorganization into them, it might disrupt. I don't know. I'm spitballing.
I think getting misinformation to the Burning Truth, I don't know that I would call it easy, but I definitely think it's doable. Getting that to the Black Prism, I am not 100% sure how you do that. You are trusting that that supposed double agent within the Burning Truth would tell them.
Well, I guess we don't really have to get to the Black Prism because they're not planning terrorist activities tomorrow at City Hall, right?
That we know of. But isn't the Black Prism sort of the... obviously, I am missing a lot of background details. Mm-hmm. Aren't they sort of the originators of these Black Gemeralds?
That's what I feel like they're maybe supplying the Black Gemeralds of sorts, maybe, to Burning Truth.
They're the crack suppliers, right? The crack dealers.
They're pushing that rock.
That, I mean, I think you guys know factually that that is not where the Burning Truth got those stones.
Right. Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah.
Of course. Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They stole them from that government train, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Where did the government get them from?
I love that Colin knows this, and he wasn't even there for that episode.
Now, let me ask you this. Hey. What if it was the government all along?
Well, where did the government get those stones?
Or what it... Oh.
What was it?
They dug them up?
Yeah. Black Prism agents within the government sow the seeds... Because they're like a doomsday cult. They're the Black Prism. They want the end of the world? Is that... the gist of it?
Why do all these cults always want the end of the world?
So, doomsday cultist gain position of power in government, stoke the fires of violent revolution, then, stop me if you heard this story, the government provides weapons to terrorists in order to create fear to control the citizens.
Why would the government do that?
I need like a cork board and some string.
Yes.
I want to say how much I appreciate you, Colin, because I think you've done more theorizing in like the last paragraph that you just put out than these guys have in a while. So
Everyone has a role to play.
That was uncalled for. Yeah.
That's why we need Colin till the end. That's why he's not allowed to leave. Okay. Someone's gotta have the brains in this operation.
I'm just a regular guy who
got caught. Yeah, we've been relying on Drew to be the brains, and clearly he ain't got none, so like...
Well, I'll have you guys know, like, 4 or 5 episodes ago, I was like, what the fuck are we doing, guys? Like, mm-hmm. I'm just a regular dude who, like, makes money off casinos, and I'm being tasked with saving the world. What if we just stop? Like, what if we handle it to the professionals? And then a professional showed up and was like, no. You got to keep doing this thing.
Mm-hmm. All it takes for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing.
Yeah. All right. Don't hit me with the quote here, Shakespeare. I'm not a good man. At best, I'm just a regular dude. All right?
Just a regular dude.
Within us all lies the capability to do great good and great evil. It is our choices that define us.
If anything, I would say I'm like chaotic, probably just chaotic neutral. I wouldn't even say good. I don't think I do a lot of good.
I mean, you know, evil in the context of D&D alignments is more like selfish, you know, self-interested. I think you could make an argument for chaotic evil lip.
Yeah, I'm chaotic evil. Or maybe neutral.
Are we talking about lip or are we talking about Drew?
Lip.
Talking about lip.
Okay. Are you not selfishly interested in
Drew?
In
Drew is
peace?
Lawful neutral, I think, or maybe Drew, lawful good.
Drew is a paragon. All right, men try to achieve where I'm at in a state of being, and they often fail climbing those heights, and that's fine. It's hard to be the king, but lip is like just a chaotic neutral, chaotic evil. You know, depending on how you're looking at it, you know, force. And I mean,
he's not a Robin Hood-esque character, like, stealing from...
Well, I do steal from the rich, I just give it to myself, which is the difference.
He gives it to the poor, which is himself, after he spends all the money.
Exactly. And now us, his friends, like, character development, y'all, like, he's growing.
I would love
the spa days!
You're arguing that he is having character development by giving you money.
When it's really you guys taking my money and me being like, where's all my fucking money at?
We've already spent it. Let's get that right.
Where's my money? Character development.
You used me for a character graph?
Wow, you got fridged. Yeah. Role reversal.
So yeah, going back to the whole start of this thing, I am like, what if I just like, you know what? This eye isn't even that itchy anymore. What if I just go back to living regular life, pretend it's a tattoo, and call it a day? And does then it I turn. Around, it does. And then I turn around and people's heads are getting exploded. And it's like, Lip, you got to deal with it. You got to get to the center of this. And I'm like, fucking why?
Well, I think that Violet has absolutely lost her job at the university at this point. Like, she has not shown up for work. She has not corresponded.
She's been no call, no show for weeks.
Right. So she's absolutely lost her job. This is her only, like, also, she's all in.
Also, you went to the university and did not talk to anybody that you would need to talk
literally
to.
Literally did not talk to anyone. Didn't run into that professor either. And that's why I was keeping my head low. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying I don't need to see no Langston Hughes out there.
Also, and I don't mean this in a bad way, is like your guys' source of income right now just me?
Yeah.
And okay. Yeah. So we need to at the very
I have
least,
a job.
I mean, fair, sorry.
I just got a job offer. Okay, so your girl's on the up and up. Okay.
I work on a, you know, I have to get clients is how my business works, so one of my last clients just had their fucking head explode, so.
I love that Alex's character finds his way into a job that requires, like, networking.
Yeah. So I have a fake job.
Hey, give me your money.
Wait, how do I have a better fake job than you have a real job, Emily? I don't understand.
Yeah, well, because real jobs have arbitrary rules, like attendance. And fake jobs like yours, you can
arbitrary rules like being there.
Fair. So okay, that's fine. That's fair. All I'm saying is the coffers are starting to, they're not drying up yet, but like it's not great. So we need to either have a source of income or go to a casino.
Yeah. Let's save the city from a terrorist attack and then we'll go to a casino.
Yes. Sure. I agree. Okay, and so, Austin, with that said, I think what we plan on doing is going back to Agent B's house, catching a good six and a half hours, waking up, having some fine, not great, but not bad drip coffee, then going and trying to save the day.
So, you guys all, you know, you're ready for bed, you start getting some shut-eye, and in the middle of the night, you guys all jump awake to the sounds of explosions and gunfire elsewhere in the city.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
God damn it.